Welcome back to another episode of Chatty, the podcast where we teach you how to speak Egyptian Arabic like a native. Today we are going to talk about small talk topics in Egyptian Arabic. If you have ever found yourself struggling to come up with something to talk in a friendly way, then this episode is for you. Now, small talk is important in any language and culture. It's a way to break the ice and build connections with people. In Egypt, there are many topics that are considered appropriate for small talk. One of the most popular ones is the weather. It's a safe topic that everyone can relate to. Guys, but let me tell you something. The weather doesn't change frequently here in Egypt. Summer is hot, winter is cold, and that's it. Okay? Maybe on spring, this is the one that it might be crazy one. Okay? So our way of talking about the weather, it's different a little bit. So let's start with some vocabulary related to the weather. First, we have shams. So there is meme. Shams. Okay? Shams. Shams, which means sun. Then we have amar. Amar. Amar, which means moon. And guys, sometimes we use it as a compliment. So we say, especially for kids or even for someone who amar or hiya amar. And the kids, we say, yeah, amar. Okay? So it's like, when she's a beautiful, so we say, hey, Amar, okay?
Just a quick pause in this episode to send you a huge thank you. Your inspiring feedback and messages brought me back to continue this podcast. For another way to support my journey, why not subscribe to my YouTube channel? It's a win-win situation. Just search Salis Arabic Teacher. And voila!
Or we mean literally Amar as moon, okay? Type. Then we have Riyah. Repeat after me. Riyah. Riyah. There is ha, okay? Riyah. Which means wind. Riyah. Okay? Then Matar. Matar. Repeat after me. Matar. Matar means rain. And talg. Talg. Repeat after me. Talg means snow. We don't have this, we don't have a lot of snow here in Egypt, you know. So now let's hear those words in a sentence. El shams halwa innaharda. يلا نروح البحر. Repeat after me. الشمس حلوة النهاردة. يلا نروح. And there is ha. نروح البحر. Also there is ha here. الشمس حلوة النهاردة. يلا نروح البحر. Repeat after me. الشمس حلوة النهاردة يلا نروح البحر. Okay? Then you might reply and say أنا كمان كنت ناوي أروح البحر. أنا كمان كنت ناوي أروح البحر. Repeat after me. أنا كمان كنت ناوي أروح البحر. Translation for those two sentences is, first one is, the sun is nice today, let's go to the beach. Second sentence means, I was also planning on going to the beach. Engaging in conversation about the weather requires asking the right questions. Here are some common questions that you can ask in Egyptian Arabic. الجو عامل ايه؟ Repeat after me. الجو عامل ايه؟ الجو عامل ايه؟ Which means, how is the weather? And guys, we use it like in this kind of situation. يعني, you talk to someone in the phone and probably he's not staying in his house. So he already out of his house, you know what I mean? So you can ask him like, oh, الجو عامل ايه? How is the weather? Okay? So it's something like this. Then we have الجو شكله حلو النهاردة. عملت حاجة النهاردة. Again, الجو شكله حلو النهاردة. عملت حاجة النهاردة. Last time, الجو شكله حلو النهاردة. عملت حاجة النهاردة. Which means, what is the weather like today? Did you do anything special? Did you do anything today? That's it. Okay? Then we have, تفتكر الجو عامل ازاي دلوقتي? One more time. تفتكر الجو عامل ازاي دلوقتي? تفتكر الجو عامل ازاي دلوقتي? Which means, what do you think of the weather right now? Responding to weather-related questions is crucial. Practice these phrases to articulate your thoughts. The weather is nice. الجو حلو. الجو حلو. Repeat after me. الجو حلو. The weather is extremely hot. الجو حر أوي. الجو حر أوي. Repeat after me. الجو حر أوي. And guys, see the attitude to deliver this feeling of it's extremely hot. So you say أوي. So we say الجو حر أوي. Okay? Then we have the weather is extremely cold, which is الجو برد أوي. الجو برد أوي. الجو برد أوي. Okay. Finally, don't forget to add a touch of humor to your small talk. Here are some funny phrases you can use to make the conversation more interesting. الجو فرن في العربية. الجو فرن في العربية. الجو فرن في العربية. Which means, the weather is like an oven in the car. People, they are living in Khalig or they visit Egypt in August, they know what I'm talking about it. Okay, then we have, the weather is refreshing. You might say, الجو بيفتح النفس. الجو بيفتح النفس. Remember, it's كسرة. النفس. Okay? الجو بيفتح النفس. Remember, الجو بيفتح النفس. It's kind of expression. It's not exactly translation for the weather is refreshing. Okay? Then we have the weather is boiling. الجو بيغلي. One more time. الجو بيغلي. Boiling. الجو بيغلي. Okay? And that's all for today's episode of Chatty. See you next time. مع السلامة.